who will also entertain us fabulously. We are quite confident.
I don't know about fabulously, but I'll do my best.
All right, she's going to do her best to be fabulous. Oh, and
thank you. Yeah, that helps a little bit. I like to do this poem about this time of the year. My father passed away about 15 years ago, right around this time of the year. He was in his 90s, and he had always wanted to go to the Canadian Rockies and just never quite made it there. The Dream Closet. It was early spring, the night I heard the rustling within my father's clothes closet, a knocking, random yet persistent. Winter branches tapping on pitted glass, seeking refuge from the dark. I turned the antique doorknob on the old oaken door, solid with intricate moldings in the fashion of earlier years. The door reluctantly pulled open, its worn hinges sighing. A whiff of evergreen escaped, the piney scent imbued with fresh cold. But rustling and bumping continued from the back of the musty dark closet. Suddenly, a hoof appeared, then another, softly clumping towards us. A colossal antler emerged, then another, twinkling eyes gleaming in the muted light of the archaic gas lamp. He pushed his way forward, his huge moose body thrusting through the forest of outdated trousers and suit coats, one of my father's Italian silk ties draped over his neck, another hanging from his left antler. He radiated an essence of mountain wonder, tiny bouquets of evening primrose stitching the edge of pine sap gleaming from his phosphorescent coat. He winked at me, and I reached up to adjust the tie, gently pulling the knot into place, removing the other from his antler. He shook his withers, snorted through his moose nostrils, tossed his monumental head, and slowly plodded past me, out of the closet and into the dark of night, his retreating form illumined by the canopy of swirling stars, the closet now behind him forever. I turned back to close the door, and I glimpsed a shooting star sparking into the dark of the closet, showering bits of light, little shimmers of forgotten dreams. I heard the faint chirping of a spring peeper, primitive with its amphibian song. Thank you very much.
That was a lovely, lovely poem and an honoring of your father. So thank you, Michelle. Let's give her one more hand.